You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined by Dr. Scott Powell. He is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute in Washington State. He is also a very active contributor to a terrific online resource, The American Thinker. He has served in a number of capacities, including as a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, but he is really a prolific and very thoughtful analyst of what we are facing, particularly in the way of the, well, I sort of think of it as social, cultural, and societal challenges of our time, primarily from the red-green axis. He is the author of Covert Cadre, which was an incredibly important book about this sort of activity decades ago and focused on a group called the Institute for Policy Studies, or IPS. We'll talk with him about that and much more. I'm very pleased to say, welcome back, Scott. Thank you so much for taking some time with us.
Well, thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm interested in particular, Scott, in a piece that you wrote recently in The American Thinker about George Orwell. And you call to mind a number of his most important insights, notably in Animal Farm and 1984. But talk about him in the context of our time and the challenges that we're currently facing.
I think it's safe to say that George Orwell was a prophet. I can't say that he was ahead of his time because he looked at the world and wrote about it at a time when totalitarianism was already well established. Of course, it was established by Lenin and the Russian Revolution. And he wrote Animal Farm in the 1940s and 50s. And his purpose really was to explain how freedom is best his loss to totalitarianism and the intolerance that accompanies it. And I think this is one of the defining characteristics of the time in which we live. The area that concerns me most is the attack on our First Amendment, freedom of speech. Intolerance has really sought to silence discussion about very important issues, be it radical Islam, or be it the internal enemies that are operating within the United States.
And as you look at those enemies, describe how you would best characterize them. Do you see, as I do, a convergence of unlikely comrades, shall we say, those of the radical left, perhaps notably of the IPS ilk, with the Islamists, who are not naturally aligned in the same end state, but nonetheless willing to make common cause with them?
Well, both have the same objective, and that is to take the United States down, to dismantle our country, to undermine and destroy its constitution. They both have that same objective. Now, alone, perhaps neither one of them could accomplish that, but together, they're more likely to be successful. And so it's a, you might call it an alliance of necessity to achieve their objective.
Marriage of convenience. Yeah, lots of different ways to think of it.
Yeah, it's an alliance of convenience. And we've seen throughout history that fundamentally different groups can make alliances together to achieve a common goal. The United States allied itself with the Soviet Union to fight Hitler. So this is not unprecedented.
Right. To the contrary, there's a lot of bad history here for the world. You've also written recent, Scott Powell, at The American Thinker, about one of Orwell's most profound insights, in a way, his comment that he who controls the past controls the future. Would you talk about that in the context of what the totalitarians are up to at the moment with respect to tearing down statues and otherwise trying to remake, rewrite, or simply dispense with the history of our country? What's that about?
Well, the history of our country is absolutely extraordinary. There has been no country in human history that has a founding as profound as ours. You know, there were there were 55 signers of the Declaration of Independence. There were 36 signers of the Constitution. There were more contributors than that. But these people that came together to found this nation were in a class by themselves. It is absolutely extraordinary. And the history of our country, while it wasn't, you know, a perfect country when it was founded, the Constitution made provisions for change and growth and correcting injustices. And indeed, we fought a bloody war. The Civil War, by some estimates, took 800,000 Americans were killed to keep the nation united and to free the nation from the scourge of slavery. That was a huge price that the country paid, but it was all made possible through its founding, through the constitutional document. And of course, we are continuing to make progress in terms of empowerment. It took the civil rights movement of the 1960s, largely under the leadership of Martin Luther King, to advance that cause. But the left want to basically disconnect American people from their heritage so that they don't feel, if you don't feel good about your country, how are you going to fight for your country?
How are you going to even really understand that it's worth fighting for, and that you will therefore be less prepared to sacrifice, for sure, but perhaps even to even pay attention as it is under assault from those like the red-green axis? And Scott, let me just come back to your important book. I believe 1988 was the year it was published, Covert Cadre. The Institute for Policy Studies was a hardcore anti-American leftist organization. It seems as though there are scores of them these days. Talk, if you would, a little bit about the role that these kinds of outfits play, and in particular, the role being played in enabling their contribution to the takedown of America from within. That seems to be the object of George Soros, who we learned this week, horrifyingly, is now transferred $18 billion to an Open Societies Institute foundation that he uses to fund such operations as, I believe, IPS, but certainly many others that are ominous today.
Well, the genius of IPS, if I could say it had genius, was that it became an institution that could spawn many other organizations. You would come to IPS, be trained, be empowered, and go off and create a new entity, a new nonprofit institution with what ostensibly appeared to be a separate and independent voice. But the left is collectivist. They speak together with one voice. So as more and more organizations have proliferated on the left, the power of propaganda grows. And in a sense, it almost dominates the airways. It dominates the public mind. And of course, you know, Orwell spoke about this, in terms of newspeak and doublethink, which is what we know now is political correctness. And newspeak is the distorted reality accomplished by manipulating the meaning of language in words, while doublethink is the conditioned mental attitude to ignore reality and common sense and substitute and embrace a distorted or false narrative. And that is what is happening in the United States today.
Fantastically insightful stuff. We need you back, Scott, soon, if you could. I think this requires a much deeper drill down, and if you'll find some time for us, we'd love to do that at the nearest possible moment. Thank you for your contributions these days to the Discovery Institute's work and to our understanding of the challenges of our time at the American Thinker and elsewhere. And do let's come back together soon. Next up, Bill Gertz joins us. We'll talk with him about Xi's China dream, America's nightmare. That and more, straight ahead.